Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And thank you for tuning in. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. This is Cosmic Philosopher and host Kim Alsred. It is a very hard time that we are living in. It hurts to it really hurts. It hurts. Why it hurts so bad to live in a time like now is the fact that there's hardly anyone that, let's say, that I know. I don't know about yourself. It is the fact of confusion how difficult it is for the civilized people to recognize themselves as the people by our ancestors. We represent human civilization, you know. And we do not know. And why? We do not know. We do not know because we are it. By the bug of confusion. And it's bad that when you see bugs, walking on the floor, and other, you know, creeping things, they are all right. They don't know, think of anything, you know, like they are deprived of anything or so. No. And why? No, when it comes down to human beings, you know, it hurts. It really hurts. It hurts. It took me a long time to understand the sense, you know, having the sense of what history tells us. Because we are born and let's say it is normative for us to talk, and we are talking, and all we have an interest in is to eat food and behave like animals who, you know, have sex whenever. And I remember, right now, when I was, you know, like, in my teens, places that I have been, well, I'm speaking of being in Jamaica, where I grew, I was born and raised. I remember places where I walked and remember the scenery and everything. And I can see now clearly how people in general, including myself, there was nothing more to life than just going here and there and, you know, some reason that we have to do different things. And so we will have occasion to travel from one place to another place and stuff like that. Listen to me. I feel so sad now. Feel so sad. Because I remember the way I used to be. What my thinking is. And I can tell you something. I know our people are suffering. The thing is, a lot of us do not know that we are suffering. Because the way we are born and raised up in any part of society, we get adjusted to what life is. You see what I mean? And if you are told something that is strange to what you know about, that creates a problem to your brain. Well, it could be that you think you see something in what's being said, and you begin to have a stretch of imagination, and perhaps have a vision within yourself of something you would like to do. Those kind of things. But there are many that don't see that picture when they hear certain things. Now that I am grown adult now, and of course one of the main problems back in those days I am talking about is about reading. Being unable to read enough to understand the world around you is a very, very, very bad thing. And for the African people, I stopped talking about black people now because that's not true. And we better stop calling ourselves black people. Whenever you are tricked, meaning somebody mislead you, and I'm talking about willfully, somebody put you in a state of mind to live a certain way and make you comfortable with it. Basically, your intelligent life is ruined. Because every civilized person is required to be born and raised in an environment where you come to understand the world around you. You need to grow up that way. All right. Once you come to maturity, where you are to be given an, you know, academic education to develop your sense about the world in academic sense. Do all those things that help you to do things that only civilized people do. But if you are shut out from or deprived of the proper education, then your life is not enterprising at all. All right. So this next phase of what I'm saying, it modifies what I just said a while ago. Because lack of education is one barrier to a person's opening up to the world. What happens is when you are tricked, to being unable to understand, even though you can read, you are tricked. Now, you probably don't know no situation like what I'm talking about, but it's the problem what I'm talking about is compound. Whereas if I tell you now of a situation where you yourself may figure out that, or you can see that yourself is experiencing the problem I am talking about. And it is a situation, it is in this situation where you have a lot of African people who experience their removal from their normal society and come into the environment of uncivilized people, and the uncivilized people begin to treat you differently. But now that's all you know, and the uncivilized people have a form of education that they're going to give you, but the education is going to teach you concepts that keep you blind, psychologically blind. You see what I mean? And I know for sure my years of intellectual blindness and being that I learned to read better than when I was younger, I was also a victim of blindness. That although I am reading better than I was earlier, I was still suffering from psychological blindness. All right. So I need something to open up my inner eye so that when I read words, I know what I read and is affected by what I read. It takes a while, and it is my mind that is thinking about the world around me and people. And I'm a civilized person, you see, so I'm suffering from this problem, psychological blindness, because of situation that I am raised up in. I'm raised up in it, and I am not able to make myself knowledgeable. I can't do that. Something has to happen to my awareness in order for me to see the difference between that and the other thing over there. And my friends, I am telling you that I know for sure that the people, the African people as a whole, whether they are in Africa or they are in the Western world, anywhere on the planet, I know now that crossbreeding with ape-like earliest human being kind, I know that something is wrong, that we are psychologically blind, and we do not know that, because that's the way it is. When you are raised up in a normative, even normative but negative circumstance, where you don't get certain learning and you adapt to what you see. In that case, you know, your experience bypass a learning experience that you didn't get. And what has happened, your brain get affected by a different or a strange or wrong views and concept, and therefore you basically have lost the opportunity to have a mind, a conscious mind, function properly. You have lost it because the what is called the years of development, where you set concept and understand certain basic things. This is like the first 2 years of your life. You learn those kind of things. You know, those 2 years are, they have a name for it, but your brain set, you know, your brain based on the way we are created to develop. You know, like your bones, you know, like a little baby, you know, think about the portion of your body now. Your body is going to grow, right? Your hands going to grow out long, and you're going to grow up and like growing into the sky, and you're going to be either like, you know, say 5'5" or 6 feet tall and all that kind of stuff. But look at the reality when you are an infant, right? And it is that little body is going to grow up. We have program in our brain that causes us to grow. And so, when it is unfortunate, but this is what we are seeing. And if you are able to view it and understand the situation I'm talking about, because what if your brain is too damaged? You won't know whether or not you're, you know, as what we call sane and sober. You may cannot identify what is a sane mind. You might can't. You become immune to knowing.
And I can tell you, we won't understand this unless we understand the situation of reality as history tells us. Tells us about the first human evolve on the earth. And you probably read something about that in your school book or something about the ape man. I was told something about ape man. And even in my adult time. But nobody pays any attention to that. You know what I mean? Because nobody pay any attention to that, so that I would have a good sense of the structure and form of humanity as a whole. Nobody don't do nothing about that. Nobody don't talk about that. So why is it important to talk about that? Because it constitutes the foundation of understanding, a placement of yourself. And when you don't have a sense of what the ape man, human development is, you will be dysfunctional all of your life, because you don't come from ape man and you're a civilized person. You don't come from that species, ape man species. You come from a different species. So if you as a, you know, the second species in the human development, if you are treated like you are, you know, you only have the mentality of a ape man, you know, through heat bush and you know, don't talk and just walk around and, you know, that you have to look for food and things like that. You will never understand what it is to live civilized. You know, whatever you are exposed to, that's what you're going to be. And if you don't get civilized education in these kinds of dimension, then you will never be the person that you were created to be, you know, because that ignorance is going to stunt your growth. You cannot envision anything to the extent the civilized range brain allows. So when you have somebody who is going to go about and rape other people, let's say even within your own culture, but if you have people who decide to go around and rape other people, and you don't come out of the same taxonomic treatment, then you just won't be the person you're supposed to be. All right. If you understand anything I am trying to say, I'm trying and I hope I'm succeeding in saying something that You know, you have to talk based on the way you feel, on the way you're thinking. Now, if you're making sense, somebody can understand what you're saying, and it can enlarge in their understanding about certain things if they didn't know. I am drawing upon my own experience and trying to explain understanding of what the human world is like. So I'm saying to know about the first human being is very important. So what I'm saying to you, it is wrong for certain things to happen in your life that you down mentally. And looking at the world around you, this is exactly the picture that is happening. There is this thing about white people and black people. Those are not things that we should know about. Because we, like I say, we are coming from the first humanoid that don't do no talking. They don't know anything about civilized establishment. There is no city. There is no town, anything like that, with the first humans. Right? And we need to know where, how they spring up, because in our time, we see a Bible. We grew up with a Bible telling us about in the beginning God created heaven and earth and all that kind of stuff. And that is not true. What is in a Bible? And we happen to come up at a time, say, since, say, 1700 or 1800 years ago, where Bible was put into society. We don't know that the Bible has nothing to do with African people, talking about hybrid people, ethnic people. We don't know. We who are born since, you know, few hundred, 2,000 years ago, it is what we come and see. We follow. The amount of things that happen since the Bible was put into society, and gradually impose upon African people to believe, to accept it as a way of life. And these, something happened that we don't know about. So all of us grew up in church, and church is all right. We would have to read history with the record of things that happened before 2,000 years ago. And if we do not get to know that, the Bible will remain the only civilized book we know. I tell you about God and how God created heaven and the earth, and he has a son, Jesus, and two of them make the heaven and the earth. Those are the things that we will believe, as ridiculous as it may be. And we're going to read about Caesar Augustus. And Caesar Augustus is going to be like a ruler, a good, legitimate ruler, and not Nagasa. Not Nagasa. And the amount of time that elapsed and brought in different type of ideas and way of life that the uncivilized people put in motion. Now, all these uncivilized people, who are the ape people, the ape offspring, we don't know about interbreeding of them with our species. We don't know none of that. But it happened. And it's the reason why the ape men people who are here today, we know as the white people. It's the reason why we are here unstuck, the African ethnic people. We are stuck and we don't even know it. You see? And these is the interbreeding blood that they get from us while they are talking and know to add and subtract and do stuff. I know that. It is the world history textbook 100,000 years ago. Why African people accept that white people can rule them? It's simply because we are not taught who we are. We do not know who we are, plain and simple. Because since the fact some of us, I think, know that it's just since about 2,000 years now that white people say they are ruling, they are rulers. Come back with your memory, computerize for yourself. What time did the hominid, Homo erectus, white people, ancestors, what time did they leave Africa and go up into Europe? 1.5 million years ago. It is 1.5 million years ago in time when no civilized human being exists. After that 1.5 million years occur, when it began, I mean to say, when the 1.5 million years began to where we are here today, after that, you have the gods that came to earth 450,000 years ago, right? So first, these white people, ancestors, left Africa. They are ape-like men. They make stone tools. They don't do anything else. They don't know nothing about town, city, no kind of a civilized establishment. They are as mute as any animals you see running about out there. Okay? That is what the historic record says. And the point is this here. We're surely in the phase of a lot of time. It's not that the earth is going to go out of service. But people and their custom will pass through time and they will be gone and something else, way of life, will spring up after we are gone. But for right now, we have an opportunity to come to realize what civilization is, when it came to earth, we have the history to tell us. But when somebody, these white people decide that once they were able to interbreed with us and they began to talk and they were able to learn knowledge from us to enhance themselves, because 3.5 million years they exist and they never talk, they don't learn anything. But since they defiled, the civilized people, species, since they do that and they are talking, things change. And our brain becomes dysfunctional. And you probably don't think so, because you're working, you have money, and you have this, and you have that, and stuff like that. That's not that. The way our attitude is to the world around us, by which give us our, you know, our livelihood and so forth. We don't know that we have a spirit inside of us different from white people, because we did not go and run down the white people them to have sex with them, because they were millions of years mute mammals then. That's what the history says. If you are an ethnic people, you're supposed to be listening to what I'm saying. You see, don't succumb to being oblivious to what you should know. Listen and query. Listen and query, because I want to tell you something. What I'm saying to you, if you listen, you may say, oh, thank you, it was a good day when I start to listen to this. Because you see, once you sit right in that mode in your mind, where you don't expect anything strange like that to be true, but if you listen, you may find out things that you never thought you would come to be hearing, and the value of it. You see, but you have got to be in that state of mind, though, to be aware of how you can learn things. If you can learn things and you allow other people to program your mind, and you don't know whether you're going right or wrong, that's not good. You got to learn the ABC of life. And that's why we grew up with parents, and they are to teach us. So when our parents are Christians, because they got taken, you know, and tricked and fed foolishness. Now we become foolish. There is a chance, though, for civilized people, though you are tricked and dumbed down, you can come out of it if you are able to think and you care, and you don't allow, you know, you are found the way, or somehow you get to know right from wrong and learn to read and follow information right there. You'd need to have the ground rule of thought to to know when you are settling something in your mind in the positive way, opposed to the stupid kind of way. Now, you grow up with the church and you pray to God and to Jesus and stuff like that. You don't know the difference between God and Jesus except what the Bible said. Jesus is the Son of God and they are one, three in one or something, or all those kind of foolishness. Look, those are madness. Those kind of stuff are madness. And you're going to stay there and believe that until you're dead and put you in a casket and throw dirt upon you. And you will never know anything else until, you know, they put you away. All right. I am saying that when we are not taught who the first humanoid, what they were, and what happened down the line, and what caused them to be talking now and doing, causing us problem, right? I mean, oh, a ton of problem. They are the homosexuals. They are a culture of sex, homosexualism. It's their natural way to be. And when you see they develop the sense to be homosexual and knowing what the African ethnic people who we are and find out, you know, that the sense that they get, they can control us with it because we were not protected. And they have found out once they got babies from us that talk, that was all she wrote. White people over 100,000 years ago, they found a breakthrough. Their Homo erectus defected from their species, hominid species, and engraft or morph themselves into our species. That's what white people did. They morph themselves into our species through Neanderthals and the wise sapien. Now, wherever you see they put prefix of Homo and Homo and sapien, don't accept that because it's wrong. In the world history textbook, it's wrong. We are wise sapiens. The second species that came into life 250,000 years ago. Now, if we don't know these stuff and we are affected by the church blindness, we will remain in church. And we won't know when you read in Proverbs and so, you won't know what you're reading. Because once you're under the conviction of what the Bible says, Adam and Eve in the garden, you're dead. Psychologically, you're dead. Because that is not the truth about history. And if you are taking in information and be convinced of it, that blocks your mind from even being receptive to sound reason. Because none of what you read about Adam and Eve in a garden will ever be sound reason. And once you believe that, it blocks off your attention or your interest from anything else that will seek to displace your conviction of Adam and Eve in a garden. It is not You know, it is not the information about Adam and Eve in a garden is not the civilized information that the ethnic African people are to know. See, that's information that, you know, it's just like sexual molesters of children. The molester will talk to the child and nice them up and give them picnic stuff that they like and tell them they're not to talk, that they are being molested, you know, and they put fear in you and what can happen to you if you talk, you see, and make it seem like it's something good, nice that they are doing, but it won't, you know, but you're not to tell anybody. You know, I was never a sexual molester at all. So, but I mean, I'm old enough now, I hear it all, right? So what I'm saying to you is, when you're in a situation with a molester, and that's what white people are, molesters, sexual molesters, that's what got them to be talking. And what I'm saying is going to be strange, so strange to a lot of people, but it is the fact. What causes the world to be in the state it's in? What else do you think could put the human world? You know about the first humanoid. What happened to them? Can you tell me? You know what I mean? I'm not talking off uneducated information. I'm talking of the world history textbook. That's what I am talking from. All right, so when I ask you about the first human that evolved on Earth, long before anything else like civilized life came about, they were here before, as you know, coming out of the species of apes. And you may like look on the way we are today and say, well, I mean, but we're not talking about the second phase of the human development by a second species, the wise sapien, 200,000 years ago that they came into Africa and begat two subgroups, the Neanderthals that these white people interbreed up. They never spoke because this sapien did not speak a language, but they were smart and smarter than the white people. Second degree human development, Homo erectus. The sapien was a third degree higher than them. And that would complete the ordinary second degree human development until the hybridization came in with the wise sapien from the same species. If you know about the species, you probably don't know that they are in the world history textbook two human species, and these white people with their type of uncivilized way of going about things, they want to educate all of us the way they feel that education should be. They don't want to educate themselves and stay by themselves up in Europe. Since they can talk now, you think that's what they would do? No, no, that's not what they are doing right now. Okay? And they want to, well, what they have done is attack our system and disrupt it and take over educational institution and stuff like that to teach us the way they want us to think. And their primary objective, and I have a lot of information about what I'm saying, their white people objective, that same Bible that we believe, that's what they are using to destroy us African people, the Bible. Because clearly the information in our world history, prehistory texts, these white people had an opportunity to read it. They read our history. So it's the reason why, oh, they become such prolific writers and, oh, the ruler of the world and blah, blah, blah. But right now, as I am talking to you, I mean, the passion inside of me right now, I don't imagine that anybody may view it. But my passion concerning what I am talking about is enough to drive white people into the abyss. It's no joke. I mean, you may be looking on, you know, the role that they are playing in the world and the way they talk about themselves and all this kind of stuff and think like, okay, well, they're not going anywhere. I don't think like that. The world of humanity has never been stagnated. Okay? So a lot of times you see, you know, even like they talk about government in the United States, you know, every 4 years they change, you know, a president, right? And they won't allow you to become president more than twice, right? Other than that, you retire. What I'm trying to tell you, the truth is really what rules the human world, no matter what anybody think about it. And it doesn't matter what kind of person I am, as long as I am of the civilized branch. And it doesn't matter what education I don't have. Whatever education I have right now, I can talk. And whatever knowledge I obtain, I can argue it. Anytime you are sensible enough to handle words, to know relevant situation and handle issues, you don't need a whole bunch of education to do that, but you need a lot of certain things, certain power have to come into your, you know, begin to work inside of you in order to do things, right? Because people with great education and stuff like that, you have to be wider, deeper, higher, and everything more than educated people to handle world, civilized affairs. Like, history says that the gods came to earth and dredged four rivers in Africa. If you have good sense, you can argue that. Because you know where the information come from, and know all the elements about it. And if somebody has something else that they are teaching people, you can single-handedly, destroy that nonsense. As long as you are able to talk. Well, that's the case with me now. Anything I'm talking about that is not true, it is easy for anyone to, shut me up, because you know to throw out a question to me and address the issue, right? And you stake me out, four corners. And just as though you see they caught that, this green lady named Green, who, you know, like lost her memory, or, you know, her memory like lapsed bad, you know, and uncharacteristic of her to forget everything that, you know, the issue she's to talk about. You see what I mean? You see the way evil people, it's the image of the ape, the apes, the people that come from the ape, the hominid. Green woman there is a hominy. Okay? Crossbreed, interbreed with the African people. That's them, like Obama, you know, and all of these people that you see there, white people there. All of them never spoke, their ancestors never spoke, 3.5 million years. So you just think about ape people. You see ape people into the zoo out there, right? They don't turn human, but those who did crossbreed and become like human, transform. You see what I mean? It's like they died and went to heaven and was transformed. That kind of thing. Interbreeding, sexually transform themselves by assaulting the African people. They have no business at all, but that's what they did. And, you know, it may hardly understand, but it's bigger than our simple mind. And the record is not lying. The record is not lying at all. White people interbreed and put their rhesus blood into African people that turned them idiots. That's why you see African people. No, we are not black people at all, no matter what happened. It's the reason why African people are the way they are. And a lot of us, because we have education, we can do this and do that. We don't think anything is wrong with us. But talk to me, and I will find out if anything is wrong with you. You see, because as soon as you begin to tell me about point up in the sky and tell me about God up in the sky and Jesus and stuff like that, and talk about Bethlehem of Judea and Caesar Augustus and all them kind of thing, I know that you psychologically you are really you're ill psychologically, because those things are not written in civilized writing. And with the white people, I'm right, because they want African people to become like them and come under their authority. All right, well, I'm coming now, and I'm saying, look, you know, they are not government for us. They must come out. That's what I am saying. No FBI, no Secret Service, none of that. I say none of that is civilized. None of that is civilized. It's not into history book. No. That's right. We are under government, kingship government. You see, these orangutan southern apes that say they are running government. No. Look, the truth is here, from ever since. All right, whatever happened, why our illness, mental illness, did not permit Marcus Garvey and, you know, Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, none of these guys, you don't hear they say anything like what I'm saying, do you? No. Well, it is our impairment that causes it, because there is just no way under the historic information we were created and left Africa and come out to the outer world and raise up our settlements, only for them to come later on after they do the interbreeding and build up a culture that speak. They come now and say, all right, we now have imperial colonialism, and then they shear up them, split up themselves, the British, the French, and the Russians and stuff like that. Okay? All of this happened since 100,000 years. All you see, Russia is over there, and Ukraine, they are all the same interbreeding criminals. And they are turning on their own selves. Right? What is happening now? This is America, right? Well, yeah, they come. Why do they come to America and claim that they are a superpower? Why? It's simply because we were not talking anything that they think, you know, mean anything to them. So they laugh and mock us and go on and do their thing. And till today, it seemed like nobody is in the world to stop these sodomite white people. Nobody can stop them, because nobody will say anything that opposed to what they're saying. No, it is to my chagrin that, you know, it seemed like an impossible thing that so many things have gone wrong and we didn't find one of us to get up and hold up the history book with the identification of it. It is a record of the past. You don't read anything in the Bible that tells you that the Bible is a record of the past. Why it doesn't say that? Why the Bible doesn't say it is a record of the past? Adam and Eve is something that really happened, right? It's a record of the past. And it means if it were a record, it would be someplace you and I could go and admire the place where God made Adam and Eve, right? If it were a record. It's not a record. And I'm not saying anything that we should be looking for a spirit God or not like that. No. Cut that slack. But even with that slack, the Bible fails to tell where Adam and Eve was created out of the dust. You know, and they're using, you know, certain kind of symbolism in what they're saying. Because, indeed, in certain contexts, we all come from stardust. So when them say, God make us of the dust and breathe into our breath, history is where they get that from. But they twist the truth and make it seem like, oh, there is a spirit God that nobody can see, and that's what they represent in the Bible. Now, when I come to read and find out where the entire story about God before he created a son, before they make heaven and earth, right? Go back there in Proverbs 8, and you can see, oh, they're writing. Now, these white people are no good. For them to write something like that they are using, now you've got to, like, understand that these white people now, you have to look on them for who they are. They couldn't read. They couldn't talk. I mean, first of all, they couldn't talk after 3.5 million years. And it's just coincidental that after the gods came here and go into Africa, and many thousands of years later, they created hybrid human. There was never any hybrid human before. So now it was pitch uncivilized before the gods came. But yet still, the white people, they went up from Africa into Europe. They did that. That was just, you know, I mean, a great triumph for them. Leave one the station in Africa where they developed over 2 million years or so ago, and go up into Europe. But they could only make stone tools. Look anywhere in a history book and see what did they make. Otherwise, there's nothing. But that, they could make a fire. Even when they make a fire, what can they cook? Because no utensils and stuff like that is created by the gods, the civilization of the gods, and making of human being and spread human civilized knowledge throughout the world. I mean, 3.5 million years, and they were mute all that time. I mean, I don't know what else you want to find as evidence that these were never human with prospect of civilization. Why so coincidental with the gods' timeline and the 250,000 years ago timeline when the second species come in? These white people have all kind of human species all over the place. And the world history textbook doesn't tell you none of that. You see, so they do all kind of a distractional stuff. Literatures, talking all of, you know, and to the point where they popularize fucking asshole like it is something, a good sex. They popularize it. And it doesn't matter what you see they are doing and stuff like that. They have too many different institutions. I mean, talk about the three Christian institutions that they set up. Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. All of those names or Fantasy Island stuff. Nothing that you see these white people are doing pertaining to civilization. Okay? And they don't want no more civilization than what they have accomplished to force interbreed with the other species. Okay? And get where they are right now. Where they get. But the point is, look, what they have is ours. What they have is ours, right? And it's two type of force you can use to get that. Right? And the first type of force that you need to have, you need to be sane and sober. You need to be civilized in order to destroy them. Because what they come and learn, they learn it because of our blood that is able to make us be, I mean, extremely infinite in knowledge and wisdom than them. You know, it is a wisdom that works with the forces of nature because you read it in the World Literature textbook. You see, as hybrid, we are made up with power inside of us. That that only work with purity though. You have to be pure because it says a king must be a righteous king to rule. And that's what we have. That these sodomites, our ancestors, and spill their rhesus blood, monkey blood, and affect our cerebrum and cerebellum. That is the truth. You know, it is so bad. It is so bad that situation is so bad that it's difficult for a lot of people to, like, listen to this. But I was in it. I grew up in it. I grew up in it. It is because I read and, you know, understand what I read and is convinced of what I read, I wouldn't be here talking. I know these people kill, so many African people who, you know, they probably don't want them around and stuff like that. But we haven't had any to actually, you know, I mean, outgun them. And I'm saying, is, you know, I don't mean with the military thing that they have out there. I am saying it's two kind of power you can use. You either use the military, if you don't have the military, you have to have the psychological force inside of you to do it. Right? It has to be far beyond their realm of thinking. And it must be the truth. It cannot be that you are, you know, playing into evil and try to get rid of evil. No. It's not going to work. You have to be connected to the thorough truth, the history that tells how civilization come in the world. Who were the first humanoid millions of years ago? And what happened to right now? You see, it is here. The information is here for us. Yes, it is here for us. And all it takes is for us to know it. You see what I mean? But everybody that you know with a university degree, you know they are good at a lot of things. When I was on Facebook, there was an evening when a young gentleman came to me, you know, on Facebook. And he asked me if I can, you know, I can chat with him. I said, yeah. And then he told me that he's having some serious problem. He said, I don't have any reason to doubt him based on the way he's talking to me and what he's saying to me. Sounds very connected and like someone in distress. And the nature of the conversation was he's broke up with his woman, but he told me that he's a computer engineer and that he has worked in the White House under the Obama administration. But he was having a problem, you know, with his girlfriend. And he wanted to, like, to me and see if he could break any ground with dealing with it. And he was really down. He was really down and really, really want to talk to somebody who, you know, have a better handle on how you can break through certain kind of a problem with your own mind. So for some reason, I don't know where he get it from, but he decided to approach me and ask me, you know, for some time, you know, to have a conversation. So I was always, you know, available to talk to anybody who want to talk to me. So we go through went through a few things. And, you know, if you're going to talk to me about the problem you're having such as that, and I am somebody who, in full contact with my intellect and psychological warfare, so... But I'm telling you, at the end of that conversation, this guy was relieved. He was relieved and was thankful that I was able to talk to him. After that, he came back and called on me. And he told me, you know, like a few weeks later, he told me that he resolved his problem. That was nice, because it's all about knowing how to use your energy and affect other energy, right? So he was successful. So this, I am saying that I've got to be clean in your mind. You have to be clean. You have to be clean. And you know what? It's not easy to sever from your human feelings and all that kind of thing. When, you know, when the real power that is supposed to keep you sustained and, you know, your energy is high, you don't want to go off into no foolishness. But sometimes you are under attack. And if you don't know that, okay, these attacks are, you know, are things that happen and come and go. You know, you can always, you know, our body is made up to undergo periodic experience. You know, you can rest assured, no matter, you know, you have to be damaged bad with your situation for you not to experience periodic effect. You know, things bother you, and if you if you know to like twist yourself and you know, and make the time pass, you won't remember it was there, but it will come back. You know, so these experiences teaches us wisdom how to, if we want to survive, you know, our peril, psychological peril, to know how your body functions. That it's not going to be there all, you know, all the time. Well, sometimes these things may go, hold on, longer than, you know, even 5 minutes sometime or less is too antagonistic. But we do have resources inside of us. But we have got to come to the point where we find out what we want, you know, out of the energy that's available, right? Clearly, we have been knocked off our frequency. We have not had anyone to come up and say the right things. You know what I mean? And once you don't have that, you are left at the mercy of these people who have hell, you know, blazing, you know, destroying everybody else. Only take the right thing, the right energy to destroy the evil that is after you. Now, these white people, you know, I mean, they have advanced. They have advanced. And to the point where nobody know that they are the first human and who their ancestors, who their ancestors are, you know, are the first ancestry. Nobody don't know that. You don't hear nobody talk about that. You don't hear nobody talk about how many species are there in the human development. You hear anybody talk about that. And when, if you hear anybody talk about it, if you don't read and know about it, when you hear what they say, they throw you off frequency much worse than you were. Because the more you hear foolishness, and the more you accept the foolishness, is the worse you get. Because you're not on frequency. So all the things that you're talking about, you're not going to get well. You know what I mean? You have to purge out yourself, read and know the right information that will keep you on the path. And so I am telling you now, I come now and I'm reading and I'm seeing where government is in the world long time ago by the gods. A government that they brought from their planet. Okay? And if you read, you know, a lot of things have happened on the earth here. You know, at the hands of the immortal gods. And you read real history and tell you, and you know, these things are not fairy tale. And not mythology. But that's the way these white people carry it in. Now, I see that, oh, these are rah-rah homosexuals breathing down on us and talking about, oh, you know, they have law and all of this, AD and Adamony, and oh, and I find out, but wait a minute now, but this is not true. They can never, you know, you can't go into a man's house and take over his house and say it's yours. And that's what they do. That's what these white people do. I mean, they're not hard to floor. It's easy to floor them because what is the Bible? Is the Bible a civilized book? Is it a history book or something? It's none of that. All of what they talk about, God as Spirit and Jesus His Son, and they make heaven and earth. You read from the Proverbs, and you don't, you know, read chronologically and get the good sense. There is no trace in history that a God is a spirit and do anything about no Adam and Eve in a garden. The only thing civilized people are aware of is civilized things that concern the gods 450,000 years ago, migration to earth. Those are the only truth in life. Now, when they come and contaminate the African civilized life and destroy our brain with their blood and take our blood, you see, we get damaged. We need to go into the mental institution. But they don't need to go to no mental institution. You see, this exchange of blood that went on in their interbreeding, we are destroyed. We are destroyed. Our brain is destroyed. And, you know, maybe physically in some way too, but particularly our brain is destroyed. You don't stop us from reading and stuff like that. You've got to understand the diversity of the brain and what the brain is like. Yeah, you can be pretty good on this on this frequency here, but you go over or in, you know, in this like a computer, and you have different files in your brain, right? There are different files in your brain. Your brain function well on with this file, but on the other one, it doesn't work at all. The other one work halfway and all this kind of stuff. What has happened in the human world as the history outlined, interbreeding and the blood taxonomic portion that make up different groups, you see, of humanity. And you better don't intermingle with some of them. Well, in this case, where there is only two primary species to the human development, the hominid and the sapien. That's it. All what we see otherwise is the interbreeding from interbreeding of the subgroups. The subgroups interbreeding among each other. Okay? But not a third species exists in the human development. Only two. Only two human species. And the rest are all subgroups of the two species. You know, Homo erectus is a subgroup of the hominid, the ape-like, okay, who is around like millions of years before civility come around by the gods, okay? Now, since the gods set up civilization with cities and towns and, you know, urban life and everything like that, and these white people come take it all over, because they're talking now and they can challenge us and, you know, and eventually take away our position. That's what they have done. Now, since they do that and they are criminals, what are we supposed to do? Sit under their constitution? They make up, all the institutions that the gods themselves establish here. They do in wrongly emulating something. They're not civilized. They don't have anything to do with us. But they're taking over though. Well, look, I am ready to prove to anybody at all who wants to know that these white people don't own anything. They are criminals. And I can tell you from the start where they begin to be criminal and abusive to our species. The dates are there. The chronological order is there. White people are fucking ass people. They don't come from anywhere civilized. It's just the truth. And as far as I see, it is an estoppel. Estoppel. They must get out from where we are. All right? Go back to where they learned to fuck their ass all and leave the African people alone. The time has come now. Not entertaining any more of it. They have blinded our eyes. And today we don't know ourselves. And let me tell you something more about this. History. Now bring us along. Now over 200 years. And African people only think that they are all right, but they're not. Because the process of time that, you know, I mean, advance our mind to go into the wrong direction. And now we feel like we are all right. And like, oh, we need to marry white people. You know, that's the last state of African people. And if African people are fools, that God loved them. And not the gods, you know, not the gods, but the Bible God. They call it monotheism. Monotheism don't exist anywhere in the civilized existence. You understand that? And it's the reason why, as simple as somebody may take Tim Aldred, you're going to find out that, look, what I say always going to be true. And you're going to stand the consequence of what you do. You're going to stand the consequence. Because what is not yours is not yours. And you are criminal. And at least you know what it is to be criminal because you make up prison houses, jail, and all them kind of things to lock up people. So whatever sense you have sense to understand what a hybrid person is telling you. That you don't belong here, okay? And you must get out because guess what? We have an alliance that is dreadful. That's who created us, all right? And the gods that created us is not fooling around with sodomites, you know, into the Genesis 19 story. That's right. We are not created by evolution. We are created hybrid by the gods themselves. It is their blood, and it is by their own discretion that they created us. We only need to be subjected to them. Okay? That's all there is. And the reason why these white people get off and like take over the world and decree that they have a Bible and everybody must believe it, God begot a son, they're talking about homosexuality. Anytime they're talking about God and Jesus, a homosexual them are talking about, and we don't know that. Okay? So if you think that the Bible is a book of faith and hope in Christ, you're wrong about that. The Bible is a homosexual book. Yes, the King James and all of the edition of the Bible. Yeah, because they're all lying about something that never happened. About God and Jesus. Nothing don't happen so, but they decide that this is what they are going to do, and unless somebody stop them. Now, they got Africa. You know, I have to talk about it, although, you know, it's very, very painful. What the state of the world, as in the world, is a textbook. It's painful to see what it is. When you read what happened, and as time goes on, how things, the structure and the form of civilized life, how it comes down to what it is. And it cannot come down to, you know, to stay where it's at forevermore. No, it's not stagnant. It's moving. And you look right now, you see these white people, they don't have civility to carry on a world government. They do not, because from the start, they begin to, like, you know, do things that are uncivilized. Until this moment, they never stop, because they are living off African wealth and make it seem like, oh, they have a right to do it. Oh, they have all the army and in Syria and all over the place and in Russia and all. And all they are doing, they're going to Afghanistan, they're going to Syria and stuff like that. They kill Saddam, they kill the other Gaddafi. You see, that's what they've been doing. They have never, I'm not saying they don't work, but they steal our stuff to use it and work. You see, and getting all the wealth out of it, and they are the billionaires and billionaires and millionaires and all that kind of stuff. Okay, the point is, they are never going to go anywhere until they are hurt, right? And that is to strip them of the dignity that they say they have, right? Because the greatest dignity is what they earn and what they have. They did not. They are invaders. They are sodomite invaders. And they can't turn that around. You see what I mean? Now, anytime they realize that the world find out who they are and they can't do nothing with the carrier of the truth, man, because the gods send the tornadoes and do whatever is right for them. That's who created us. That's who created us. You know what I mean? And, you know, they're not doing no more Star Wars because they get shot down out of Mars. You see, man, when they're doing the thing, you don't see they're not saying anything about Mars anymore? No, these honest fucking white people. This is serious stuff. Okay? Now, at the extent where African people don't know that they are crippled by these white people blood and ever more want to marry to white people, like white people are the diamonds of the earth. Far from the truth. Far from the truth. Let me tell you something now. Oh, backward we are. These guys, the white people, look at African folks now, since they have gone through this interbreeding, and none of us have been able to, like, kick them out of our territory. Nobody has been able to do that. So now they look at us. When they come and take over America, remember, they take over many other places before they come to America. When they take over America, what do they tell the slaves them here? One man wanted to buy back his freedom. Dred Scott, right? And so, you know, I'm telling the truth. 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people, you know what they call you? We're not black people, but that's these nasty fucking ass. That's the way they address us. That's the way they address us. All right? And you will think now, because they have our wealth, we are supposed to talk to them like they are this and they are that. They are not civilized president. They are not civilized government. All of what they are doing is trying to survive. They are doing what they have to do to survive. And they don't have what to survive on. They are using the African wealth. because Africa, I imagine, give over everything to them, government and everything. You can't give over our government. And, you know, a sensible person know that, right? If they think that they have authority over us, well, show it. Show it in the historic record where them are come from with their fucking ass self and can't talk and what they do for talk and so. Show it where they come from. Okay? I am not any other people them will come up and to talk, you know, coming out of the church. They're in the church and they come and they're talking about African people's inalienable rights. There is no inalienable rights in these white people invasion and capturing of our settlement. We have no, when they're telling you they have this, you know, this sodomite Jesus, will never exist. They are actually using the character of an African man to make up a Jesus. And the thing is, where does it get validation? How does the Jesus in the Bible get validation? When you're going back 2,000 years, where this whole story is coming from, where they are invading. Caesar Augustus is an invader, right? He's a criminal. And they have him up in the Bible. Yeah, he gave the people order to go out and pay taxes. Imagine that. They're using these fucking body, Southern Hip generation them. And put them in a Bible and tell us to worship it. They think that they have something here? They don't have anything. They do not have anything. And what is going to happen is, if they don't get out of the way, they are going to find out that they will be sucking the end of the filthy stick. That's what they're going to do if they don't get out. Because I'm giving them order now. It's the order of the gods. Get out. They only wanted somebody to speak for it. And that's what I am doing. Speaking for it. Get out. Because you're on us fucking people. You're not to mingle with us. Our history don't tell us that your culture belongs among us. And you have violated. And we are just half dead now. But guess what? We have healing. Somebody like me, I am healed in mind because I come to realize you ain't going to tell me something else. You see, because they can write all these whole bunch of foolishness in a Bible, you know, and like it is something for real. No, nothing go like that. So I'm telling them because they can't stand what the gods have in store for them. You see what I mean? They are sodomites. They don't belong where we are. Too many evidence stacked up on them. I don't have any problem defending this case. This is our life, our portion. And they who think that they can do all of that, you'll find out in the end, the gods, you know, is reachable to us. We just need to change, you see, and get rid of their impurity. That they come and fuck us and infect us with. All right. So I'm telling you, they are so uncivilized that they would tell this man, you know, with their fictitious court called United States Supreme Court, says that we are black people. They address us as black people. That black people were property. As such, they had no claim to freedom. They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from the white people who owned them. Listen, if you don't know that these white people who say they have government, if you don't know that they say they own us, it means that, oh, they don't go through the reversal yet. Now, it will take time, right, to untangle this tangle. However, you see, from the moment I open my mouth and I declare they are to leave our territory, look, you see, some of them already start to cry when they are struck with lightning and thunder and stuff like that and have nothing else. Yeah, you feel sorry for them, right? Well, they come here as thieves and robbers. They come here and you talk about Wall Street. You hear the decision of the court is that the suit must go on. And you have this fucking mayor out there who is saying that, no, he's against taxpayers. Today's taxpayers to pay for things that happened long ago they did not do. These are faggot homosexuals that need to be tossed out of all African territory because they don't belong here. Listen what they're saying. They come here and do all these type of atrocities. And listen, this guy's here talking. Listen what he's saying. The reason why he's saying what he's saying is because African people accept AD and Adamani as a government, and therefore the gods just watching us. The gods watching us, and these batty fucking white people are able to talk these kind of stuff for us to hear it. We're getting there. We are getting there, right? Now that they know they are crooks, we tell them to their face. And there's nothing they can do about it. Because it's true. They are talking because they interbreed with our species. They're always doing that to us. You see, and talk with their, you know, their proud mouth. Oh, you know, because they're talking now, they're not different from us. We're going to find out there's a whole lot of difference between Hunu and us. A whole lot. Judge Ketanji Brown, void of ancestry history, weds hominid ape man. You know the lady that just become judge the other day, right? All right, number one. African wise sapien is first ancestor, right? The African wise sapien is the first ancestor for the hybrid people. For Ketanji Brown is Harvard University graduate. Here is taxonomic clash with a different and lower species. Fourth, crossbreeding destroyed the cerebrum and cerebellum. And cerebrum and cerebellum. Okay. Yes, so now I know that people out there understand what I'm talking about
the taxonomic clash, right? It is all of the energies that make up our body and distinguish us a different species, right? So here is taxonomic clash with a different and lower species. When Ketanji when Ketanji Brown married this white man, she commit the cardinal sin, and using the hybrid blood to give it to white people and contaminate the African people. That's what she did. You see? Force. Lower species. That force crossbreeding destroyed the cerebrum and the cerebellum of the civilized white sapien. That's what happened. It happened when hominid ape man raped Neanderthals 40,000 years ago, followed by the same attack upon on the wise sapiens and hybrid ethnic human beings. Now, my friends, this is what is really happening in the human world. It's a blood attack that is causing the world to be in the shape it is in. And you see these white people, they go out and kill, and you hear how they are threatening to use nuclear weapons. They are sober? You think they are civilized? Huh? Which African person you hear do those kind of stuff? You don't hear that. But they are threatening every one of us with it. And what are we saying? No, we're going to church, man. Love Jesus. When I'm telling you what is causing the problem, you're thinking about going to church. But, my friends, that's not the place to go. These sodomites make up the church. There's no church in the BC era. Before Christ, there was no church. Go read the history and find out. Okay? If you continue to follow these white people and think that, oh, they have it all together because they have all the money. Well, we are the cause. Why? They never had anything, okay? And only if we know our history. And right now, we are not minded of our own history. No, we are minded of the Bible that these fucking idiots, southern apes, what they make up after they interbreed with blood they're not supposed to have, okay? Now, he says, for example, the Puritan massacres. Listen to this. Now, don't get down here yet. Patrick G. Jackson is of uncivilized, mute, hominid, ape man species, stone tool maker that migrate from Africa to Europe. Listen. For example, Ten Massacre of the Pequot Indian. Of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Captain John Mason declared, God laughed. His enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven.
as Kitanji gave her opening statement in the confirmation hearing to become a Supreme Court justice. Her husband, Dr. Patrick G. Jackson, was right by her side on Monday. After the two girls, Kitanji thanked her husband for his endless support throughout their marriage. Patrick, thank you for everything you have done for me over these past 25 years of our marriage. You have done everything to support and encourage me. And it is you who have made this moment possible. Your steadfast love gave me the courage to move in this direction, she said. I just clamp you down into where you don't belong. You see what I mean? You should be ruling as a king, you know, in kingship government of your own species. You've gone to this, ape-like species, man, who come here and kill off all of your, all our people all around the world and come to America and then settled in here. Yes, and you feel great that, he's helped you, he's put you in this direction, and blah, blah. You know, my friend, I can only, read the truth to people. I can't make you do it. Because these kind of stuff, we're, a dark, it doesn't matter that our skin is dark, though. But she's an ethnic blood. That is what she does. He's what they done to us 100,000 years ago and destroy our species. That's what I'm talking about right now. And listen to her. She could never have read her own history to read Bible that these same homosexual white people bring to our territory. After 100,000 years, they fix themselves up, and then they come after us and they're talking, and they can this, and they can, and we're marrying them. I'm only telling you what the truth is here. And, you know, if you don't get out of the way when something is coming to destroy you, well, it's up to you. You just need to be told. Yeah. Above all, she was happy that he consistently believed in her. Really? What did he believe? What this white man believe about a black woman? She is possessed by white people. That's what they wrote in 1857. That we're not entitled to freedom. I mean, was it true? Is it still true? Or they rescind it? Really? Now, can they rescind that? No, they have committed all of the atrocities already. Hiroshima and Nagasaki and a whole bunch more. It's only on African people. It was not on them because they don't have anywhere to set up anything. It's only our place they have to come and seize and take over and make it like it's theirs. These fucking assholes, they don't have no civilized sense. It's the reason why they are here on us. Have no shame. They don't care about what they do. What they do is all good. Above all, she was happy that He consistently believed in her. I don't know I believe you when you said that I could do this. I don't know that I believe you when you said that I could do this. But now I do, she joked. You see what I mean? Now, you can't say this woman, being a judge, has not read, you know, she could not have read her African indigenous history, you know? And now this white man is her dearest sweetheart. She's having children for not her own species, not her culture, but that of the sodomite. And she's a Supreme Court judge. Clarence Thomas. Look at him. That's another, empty head African man. And all of this is happening because of what white people have done to African people. They started it out 100,000 years ago. They started it. Now, what are we supposed to do when everything that they have done, they do it to harm us? All right, that is a portion that I wanted to give you. And my friend, listen to me. The truth will do the job, okay? I know that. And that's all I am about. I want to tell you, read some more of where I was reading yesterday about our history and the type of information that govern our civilization. White people don't belong in no way to African people civilization, and they're going on like everywhere we settled belong to them. They, in their own way, do not have a civilized brain. Okay? Because they can't be civilized and destroy the world the way they do. They are killing people at a rate that it strips them for making an argument that they are civilized. If you think white people are civilized doing this kind of stuff, and you're sitting there and praising them and loving them up and having children for them, and you're not going to get out of the kind of calamity that those people bring. You're going to suffer with them, with it, because you're doing all the evil against your own culture, your own species. You're sinning against, right? So let me read something now about our that govern us. And if we are going to succeed in becoming who we are supposed to be, we will have to know it. So I'm going to read some of it here to you. We are African hybrid people, a people of kingship government. Tell Katanji Brown to go and read the World History textbook, and she will see that African ethnic people, if she considers herself to be ethnic, we have a government, not AD and Adamani. Okay? About a Jesus in the year of our Lord. Those things don't belong to us at all. So when she is supposed to be an example of African civilization, she's gone to the sodomite way of life. Okay? Because that is an evil that it cannot be considered a sane act, because the world has been destroyed because of that same black and white correlation, you see. So now, reading some of this here about, it says, when wisdom was lowered from heaven, the Sumerian list, a record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically, divided prehistory and history into two distinct parts. First, the long record of what had happened before the deluge. Then, what transpired after the deluge. One was the time when the Anunnaki gods and then their sons, by the daughters of man, the so-called demigods, ruled upon the earth. Other was when human rulers, kings, select by Enlil, were incorporated between the gods and the people. In both instances, the institution of an organized society, there was no civilization around until then. When these white people were up in Europe, there were no civilization on earth. The gods brought civilization, right? And this is the establishment of civilization, the institutions. Just a second. Okay, I am back. Yes, so now this is the history of the portion of our creation as human, civilized human being. Not this Genesis story that we are reading that has no certification of it being a history. It is not. And if you want to put your belief and faith in it, belief and faith must be upheld by substance. And you don't have no substance in the Bible as authentic writing, and that there is a spirit God somewhere that is causing people to write stuff for people. That is not in our history where civilization is concerned. Church is not a civilized thing. This is what is written by from cuneiform tablets. And the white people are creating all kind of a blockade so that we don't come interested and find our own history. No. They are good to go with us. The Sodomites, damn. Be it known that this is serious. This is serious. There is going to be, you know, a hand of these white people if they don't come out, because it is, I'm telling you the truth. In nature, they are going to get struck by the gods. We just need to get out of, remove from these people in their churches and their institution, their voting and all them kind of thing that they make up here. These institutions is what they began to mock our system, you see. Our kingship that established everything in orderly, civilized society. And they come now and talk about they are ruling us. and Africa go and lap their tail somewhere and leave the world to be run by sodomites. All right, but this is what the history is telling us. He says, kingship selected by Enlil. He says, kings, right? So it goes on from, he says, the so-called demigods ruled upon the earth. The other time was when human rulers, kings, selected by Enlil, talking about us, that there was rule of kingship government begin in South Africa and then begin to spread, like in Sumerian, in Mesopotamia, right? The first big civilization. Now, so it goes on now. It says, so the kings were selected by Enlil, they were interposed between the gods and the people. In both instances, the institution of an organized society and orderly government, kingship. See? Now, this is not mythology. This is actually history, where you can go anywhere from Earth to Nibiru and find it relevant. Not so in the Bible. It says, in both instances, the institution of an organized society and orderly government, kingship, was stated to have been lowered from heaven, from Nibiru planet, where the gods originate from. The emulation on earth of the called, the emulation on earth of the societal and governmental organization on Nibiru. When kingship was lowered from heaven, begins the Sumerian king list. Kingship was in Eridu. That's a place that you can go and see today. It's history. In Eridu, Alulim became king and ruled 28,800 years. That might sound long to a lot of people, but you got to understand time far back in the BC era and the time of the gods. After listing the other antediluvial rulers and cities, then the flood swept over the earth, and it continues, after the flood had swept over the earth, when kingship was lowered again from heaven, kingship was in Kish. The list takes us into historical times. Although The subject of this volume is what we call science, and the science and the scientists called wisdom. A few words about kingship, the good order of things, an organized society and its institutions. I tell you that these white people are doing nothing except emulate what the gods set up into civilized organization in the civilized human society. These folks did not have no civilized society at all. Just think about that. Just think about that and think about how you live your life and what you're doing. Never have any civilized type of life until they interbreed and start to bear children that talk. Okay? So you believe that white people are good? Oh, and they bring Jesus. Imagine that them bring Jesus. They build the story of Jesus, and you can and Jesus, you know, I mean, if you can transit with white people's thinking about Jesus was born in Bethlehem and all these kind of stuff, and now is no longer an African man. Name Yeshua anymore. The Yeshua they now call Jesus Christ. They don't call him Yeshua anymore. Them say a name change the black man. I saw them call him black man. We are not black people. Change the African ethnic man character completely. Change his name and change what he was about. This is the kind of something that we have as a problem here. You see, you have a Katanjia there, got married, you know, something that she never read to know that, you know, that is not something she do. You know, make love with white people? You mean she didn't read nothing about that? All right. Goes on to say, all right, it goes on to say, wisdom, he says, the institution, right? In every instance that things happen on earth since the God came, kingship was established, okay? And pointing out that it is these things are known as science. The civilized operation of the human race is science. But these white sodomites now call it wisdom. You see what I mean? A few words about kingship. The good order of things. Nothing else is. These sodomite white people and what they're doing here is not good order of things. Would you say that? Oh. I tell you that, you know, as an African person, you don't deserve freedom as a human because you're owned by the white people. That's what they're carrying on right now. Oh. They have law right now in the name of Jesus to kill all African ethnic people. AD, with AD and Adamani, the same, sodomite character of Jesus Christ, that they shift from the African man who they crucify in Palestine. Now, he is, he is transformed into a white man now. And you have Kitanja is becoming a Supreme Court judge. for the sodomite court. Imagine that. And this is telling about kingship. She doesn't know nothing. This woman is alienated from her own culture. So that's how badly, when I tell you that these folks, at the first forced crossbreeding 100,000 years ago, that they damaged our intellect, because there is no way a African person able to read would do something like that. You wouldn't do something like that. It goes on that our world of kingship is dead because out of interbreeding and we turn fool, right? Yes, kingship was the portfolio of Enlil, the chief administrator of the Anunnaki on Earth. It is noteworthy that as in some many science fields where we still live off the build up on Sumerian bequest. You see what I mean? So the gods established cities and urban development begin in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, and move on from there, right? And yet still, we can't find any operation of kingship that is given to us to operate. Where did Africa go when they stopped function as a world government on the kingship? The gods leave to us. You mean these interbreeding sodomite white people can come and uproot what is given to us? We have no inalienable rights because these faggot white people, they don't care about anything besides having their way and fuck their ass as much as they want and don't care about our concept and creed. Polytheism creed of life. They don't care. They want us to come here and make and get our ass fucked by them. That's what Jesus is about. If you don't know, Jesus has no place in a civilized world because it never existed. But the white people, them, are that them want. And no sooner than they get our mind, our frequency, they are able to do it. Well, so it was. Kingship is still here. All right? All of what you see going on, you don't see kingship. You don't hear kingship. You hear AD and Adamani. You see what I mean? And nobody cannot tell where this year of our Lord come from, but people know he's talking about Jesus, but who is objecting to it? I do. Because my eye open. So, does the institution of kings, kingship still exists. See, it is to tell you that. There is no way this civilized world must include uncivilized sodomites. Look at the way these sodomites behave in the Bible, in Genesis 19. And they are the ones right now who say they have political government called democracy, who write law for that type of a system? Did Hammurabi write laws for that? Did Hernamu? Did any king in history, in civilized history, did any king at all write law code to set up democracy? It's unheard of. It none exists. But these white people is making up the earth world be a sodomite one because they were here millions of years ago fucking us. They want to still carry it on, That's why they're changing up everything. They don't want it to be the way of the gods who set up everything on earth for us to emulate. They want we to emulate fucking asshole. That's what's going on. So they're going to turn all of this fictitious stuff into actual things. Really? Can you make fiction non-fiction? No. But that's what is happening. That's where the money and the cash register is ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. That's where we gone. Listen, it doesn't take long to really wipe out all the breath of life on earth as far as humanity is concerned altogether. Okay? So just think about your value of life and what is written in real history about the way we ought to live, the laws that govern our lives. We ought to be very mindful of that because, once you lose the breath, you no longer function around here. Okay? So if you want to, make good representation of yourself, well, we will have to be interested into the knowledge that preserves us. All right. So it goes on to say, everything that came with the civilized God that make life, it doesn't come from white people. And they are so proud that they can talk now and do all this kind of stuff now that they don't care nothing about African people. So, because none of us will come forward and make our presence known. You see what I mean? But as soon as someone is ready to make representation of the gods' presence is ready to do things. But there's no way they can do things unless they have representation here. They are not here in the physical form anymore. They are here. They are here now in spirit. Now they see us and know what we're doing. So we will have to dedicate ourselves to live and manifest, right? That's what I am about. That's what I'm talking about. When wisdom was lowered from heaven. The institution of kingship. No, the institution of kings and kingship still exists, having served mankind for so many millennia. Samuel Noah Kramer, another one of my favorite authors in the cuneiform Sumerian history. Yes, he wrote, in history begins at summer, list scores of first institution and way of life. It was first introduced in summer. right? It all begins in summer. No matter what you see these white people do, or except for, I mean, civilized things. Yeah, that's right. It all comes from us. And if you don't know that, you're out of it. And we are in a situation to demonstrate that we are in our right mind. But if we're not in our right mind, we will keep on going to church and go vote for democracy. That's what it's all about. You know, you can't be civilized and vote in democracy. You can't. Because it's not the government of the African people. And who are we following? Sodomites? It does not work. So it goes on and tell you everything that started out. And, you know, it's bad that we are not maintaining it and leave it up to sodomites that come in. And they are all over us. Everywhere we are, they are. And you know, 100,000 years. We leave them up there, you know, in Europe. And it's until they see our people coming out and catch them and interbreed them up. And wait many thousands of years before they were able to build themselves up to where they are today. If you don't know, you don't know. You are left out. And they will do whatever they want to do. But as long as there are remnants of people who is going to read and understand, we will not sit around on that. And it means that, look, they must leave. Or else they bear their own, you know, their own destruction. You see, like they become our destruction. Well, there is destruction for them too. And it goes on that history begins at summer. Listed scores are first begun there, including a bicameral chamber of elected or selected deputies. That's where the king rules, you know, in a bicameral chamber. It began there for mankind. For mankind, that's where it began. The gods come with kingship government from heaven. Nibiru, they call it. And this is how it happened. In a bicameral chamber of elected and selected deputies, various aspects of an organized and orderly society. You know, different aspects. What do you expect? And this is what, I mean, just think about, we're talking about the first ape men, right? And they've been around 3.5 million years. They could only make stone tool and light a fire, right? I mean, so they were seriously limited in scope to even do anything like compared to what we're doing here today. Number one, only light a fire is one thing that we still carry on today, lighting a fire. And of course, we didn't need them to be lighting fire to have fire, because everything else is given to us by the gods, right? And just think that they were not able to make anything. I mean, if you are out there and you're listening to me and you understand what I'm talking about here, go get the book. Genesis Revisited. It has this and everything more about our origin. Okay? Yes, it's a little book. And, you know, I mean, I would pay any amount of money for this book here. Right? And it doesn't cost a lot of money. I don't know if it costs $10 at this point. It probably do. But a few years ago, I bought this. Maybe for $8 or so. But I'm telling you for real, I am happy to know what civilization is and the kind of the way I must think and the way I must behave myself. If you don't want that, it's yours. But look, the point is this. The time has come now that white people must look. I mean, move on. Move on out. Leave our wealth alone. Leave our spot alone. Go back where they come from. You know what I mean? Yes, the time has come. And then if you're there and you're laying in bed with them, you must understand it is because they never had anything while they come here. Why they begin to invade us. If they had stuff, they wouldn't be invading us. When we came here, we did not go and invade them because they should be here and have a lot of things. We should be go looking stuff from them. That's not the case. So they want to turn it around like, oh, it's they have things, it's not we. Come on, I mean, what kind of a buffoon thinking is that? Okay? So simply because we did not allow them to do it because we were not around when all these transition was going on, right? But now we are here. We can't behave like we're not here. The point is the power of ownership on our existence is with us and the gods, not them. You see, let them go back where they come from, and that's what they must be told, like I have told it. Get out. Get out. It goes on to say, various aspects of an organized, orderly society were incorporated for the first time on Earth. I mean, ask the white people, did they have an orderly society or any society at all among themselves incorporated? Did they have anything? They didn't have anything. So there's even, you know, you can ask a question, but, you know, just to, like, make conversation. They never had anything, my friends. Okay? And they are not going to stay there with, you know, I mean, imitation self, because they never wore clothes. They never wear clothes. White people did not wear clothes. And they're only wearing clothes now because they have a need to look like they're civilized. That's all there is to it. So it should not be our job for us to realize our position. Church is not ours. All of these voting and stuff like that they're talking about, it's not the way of civilized government. Okay? So if you can't understand and make the transition, that's unfortunate. Right? But, you know, I mean, if you don't sit in the right bus, you know, you must have dropped out. You are a dropout. Yes. So it talks about various aspects of an organized and orderly society were incorporated into the concept of kingship. We cannot do without kingship. First and foremost, among them, first and foremost among them, the need for justice. You see what I mean? It's the African way of life I'm talking about. It's not white people. We invade and take charge with them sodomites. Okay? Now, if you think that our lives were created into sodomy, you're wrong about that. Very wrong about that. Yes. It says, yes, among all the things that was placed into the human first society is the need for justice. A king, listen, he don't say queen. He say a king was required, and this is not talking about a man government, is the name of the government, kingship, okay? Come from heaven, and it is kingship. Kingship a king was required to be righteous and to promulgate and uphold the law. You hear that? Now, when you talk about AD and the dominant law, that is not rest upon anything. I mean, what I have been reading here, is it based on something? Not nothing. But what these white people have done based on nothing, AD and Adamani in the era of our Lord, what does that base upon? No law that is in place. No law that has been in place and still is. Okay? Instead, they make up something that of no basis and say they can use it to kill us anytime they want and force us to join Christianity and all that kind of stuff. Yes, that is true, what I just told you. Okay. Many have learned in school of the Babylonian king Hammurabi, talking about humanity and law, and kings who write law code. Hammurabi and his famous law code, dating back to the second millennium BC, but at least 2,000 years before him, Sumerian kings had already promulgated codes of law. Difference was that Hammurabi's was a code of crime and punishment. If you do this, your punishment will be that. The Sumerian law codes on the other hand were codes of just behavior. They stated that you should not take away a widow's donkey or delay the wages of a day laborer. The Bible's Ten Commandments, making a reference to the Bible, the white people and Bible, that they take from our history and put it in their Bible and write nonsense, faggot gospel. That's what they do. It's not ours, right? But this writer is making some reference to their Bible, the Bible's Ten Commandments, you know, where it's not Ten Commandments they should be writing, is exactly what history gives us. Yes, Ten Commandments were like the Sumerian codes, not a list of punishment, but a code. But a code. Where am I? Yes, but a code of what is right to do and what is wrong and should not be done. The law were upheld by a judicial administration. It is from Sumer that we have inherited the concept of judges, juries, witnesses, and contract. The unit of society we call the family, based on a contractual marriage, was instituted in Sumer. So were the rules and succession of adoption of the activities. See? Of adoption of the rights of widows. The rule of law was also applied to economic activities. exchange based on contract rules for employment, wages, and how else, taxation. When you hear they're talking about taxation today, white people never have asked them if them did know about taxes in Europe. They didn't know nothing about taxes. They mute for 3.5 million years. Okay? And make some tools. They didn't have none of these things of civilization, my friend. Look, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, man. I tell you what to say, a lot more. And my friends, if you're not concerned about existence, it's up to you, you know, because you're only going to eat and drink, go to sleep and, you know, have sex and get up the next day and go to work and come back and repeat the same thing every day, every day, every day. If you don't want to put value to your life, well, don't bother read history. I thank you for tuning into the program, right? And I try my best to tell you the most important things that come into my mind and I know are the things that people out there need to know, because there was the time I did not know, right? Now I know. I don't waste no time trying to, like, you know, use other interests to destroy, you know, my energy. I don't, you know, I'm not interested in that. Because why should I be interested in something that don't value me, you know, don't give me no good value, I mean, that eternally good? No, so look, I am very, very happy in myself, just looking to grow more and more and to recline into the paradise of the knowledge of civilization. So you take good care, and we'll hopefully be on the next edition. Take good care, and I'm looking to see if I can find me a tune quickly. All right. A steel guitar.